you don't go to the mikvah and you do the avoida, is the avoida kosher or not? Hachula means you're machalun, the avoida is possible. That holds the avoida. If a kohen, even though he's tor, he comes into the azor and does the avoida is possible because he didn't go to the mikvah. And the Rabbi Yehuda, the mochel avoida, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a derisive kesvara. It's only with the rabbanon. So you're not mechalul. You don't make the avoida possible. The avoida would be kosher. So Rashi beachulei avoida im loytovo shachris biyoved. The person didn't go. The kohen didn't go to the mikvah, and he went to do the avoida. He made his rikas adam today. If the ben zayim the yom of the arayshei sharei nitin kavuchayim lidrosh is a kavuchayim heavy avodasa mechulelis. It's absolutely the arayshom, so the avoid is no good. But shaykin Rabbi Yehuda the yom of the rabbanin he lay machul. It's only a din the rabbanin, so maybe the rabbanin it's not machul. The avoid is kosher. The rabbanin just says at the beginning before you go in, go to the mikvah. But if you didn't do that, you were over with isa the rabbanin, but the avoid is still kosher maybe. Something more says no. This is not true. So the moral of Ben Zoyma Mimochel, is it true that according to Ben Zoyma, true, he learns out the Kal V'chomer with the rice, he has to go to the mikvah. But the law is, even if he didn't go to the mikvah, the avoid is still kosher. You don't make the avoid the apostle. For a tiny, we learned like this. Kohen Gadol Shaloi Tovo. Or Kohen Gadol that didn't do these trilas. Like the Mishnah says, five times the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah, special Al-Tadin Yom Kippur. When he changes from the avoid is Lefnai and Lefnim, and then he changes clothing to the avoid is Chutz, he has to go to the mikvah five times. And let's say he didn't do it. Or else, for like kiddush bein beged lebeged, he didn't wash his hands the way the 10 times he's supposed to. Or bein avoid leavoida, is the halacha avodasa kshera. Still, the avoid is kosher. Is even though there's a mitzvah for the kohen to go to the mikvah midiraisa and to make 10 kiddushim, wash his hands 10 times, still if he doesn't do it, the avoid is still kosher. The only time it's possible is like this. But echad kohen gadol, whether you're a kohen gadol, the echad kohen hedyut, shalai kiddush yoda v'raglo shachris. That's what's likuva. When you come in the morning, that's midiraisa, and that's likuva. If you didn't wash your hands, kiddush adayin v'raglayin from the kiyur in the morning, for the avod avoida, and you went to do the avoida, then avodas the psula. That's the only time the avoida is psula. If you didn't wash your hands in the morning, you didn't make a kiddush yoda v'raglo from the kiyur. That's all. But once the kohen gadol, or regular kohen, did that, even on Yom Kippur, when the kohen gadol later changes from one avoida lefnai lefnim and goes outside, even though he doesn't do the go to the mikvah, the kiddush, still the avoida is kosher. So now where does Ben Zoyma learn out that you have to go to the mikvah before you come to the Beis HaMikdash? From the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. So madich over there, it's not likuva if you didn't go to the mikvah and you did the avoida. It's kosher. So for sure a regular kohen, even though he went to the Beis HaMikdash without going to the mikvah and did the avoida, for sure the avoida was kosher. So it's not true what we said. You can't say according to Ben Zoyma, if the kohen doesn't go to the mikvah, the avoida is possible. Because you're learning it out from Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself, if the Kohen Gadol didn't go to the mikvah in between, the avoida was kosher. So for sure, according to everybody, the avoida was kosher. So Rashi lo ben zoyna mi mochel, is that true? For mi Kohen Gadol va mekapurim yalaflo. Where did we learn out that you have to go to the mikvah? From the Yom Kippur, from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Vuatz malatobu la kiddush Yom Kippur, ben bidizol, bidilovin, shumishana bo avodasik shera. Now the Kohen Gadol himself, if he didn't go to the mikvah, didn't make a kiddush, he didn't wash his hands, in between the two begodim, the two avoidis, it's still kosher. And that's the din echad kohen gadol avodas psula. That the only time it's possible if you did not bechlal make a kiddush or dayan v'raglayim in the morning. Peperik sheni dezvochim, yalfina dekeshaloi rochatz yodayim v'raglayim mechalal avoida. That the Gemara learns out from Sukkim over there, that if you didn't wash your hands in the morning from the kiyah, the kiddush or dayan v'raglayim, then the avoida is possible. But once you did the kiddush or dayan v'raglayim in the morning, the avoidis are kosher, even if you didn't go to the mikvah. Then we're back to Kasha. What's the difference between Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda? According to both of them, you're supposed to go to the mikvah before you come into the Azara. And according to both of them, if you didn't do it, the avoid is still kosher. So then what's the difference? So Gemara says, Nechnami, Elo lemekim v'yesa kemiflagi. Those shalor is, they're like, is there an Yisr Asay midiraisa or not? Le Ben Zoyma koi v'yesa. According to Ben Zoyma, you're learning the Kabul Choyma Chorus Midiraisa. So just like the Kohen Gadol has an Isser Aseh on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah Aseh for him to go to the mikvah in between one Avoida and the next Avoida. And if he doesn't do it, he's over in Isser Aseh. Who are then every Kohen Hedjit? Where if you don't, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, if you don't go to the mikvah first, you're over this Isser Aseh. The Rebbe Yehuda like Koy B'Yeseh. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Kal V'chomer, it's not Midiraisa, it's only Igzeru Midirabonin. There's no Isser Aseh. Stam, you didn't listen to the Rabbonins. But Midiraisa, you didn't do anything wrong. Rashi leben zoyma koyole biyesei. Mikal b'choyma, like we learn al-kal b'choyma, the Kohen Gadol. Sho'ever b'sho, sho'ever b'yesei, should be. Kedesil, the Pasuk says, v'rocha, tes besar b'mayim levashim. That after you go to the, you have to go to the mikvah, and then get dressed. So that's an isser asei, a mitzvah asei. If you don't do it, you're over the mitzvah asei. So who are then every Kohen? If when he comes into the Azara, if he doesn't go to the mikvah first, he's over this isser asei. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Estam Din the Rabbonin has nothing to do with the Din Mitzvah Sasei. For the Gemara, Omiyis to Rabbi Yehuda, High Svara, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds like he says that Mid the Rabbonin are Koponim, before you come into the Azorah, every person has to go to the Mikvah? For Tanya, we learned like this: Mitzayra Toivel V'Oimed B'Shar Nikna. A mitzvah on an eighth day. The halacha by mitzvah is for 7 days he becomes tohor. He goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and then the eighth day, the next day, he brings the korban. That's when he comes into the Beis Hamikdash. He comes into the Shaar Nikner. He stands there. That's the gate going into the Ezras Yisrael. He's not allowed to come inside there because it's still a mechus kippurim. He didn't bring his karbonus, and before you bring your karbonus, you're not allowed to come into the Azara. So he stands outside the Shaar Nikner. That's the gate coming into the Ezras Yisrael. So again, Mitzrayah, the Mitzrayah on the eighth day, when he wants to come to bring his Kabonis, Toivul, it says clearly you have to go to the mikvah first. The Oymed B'Shan Nikna, and he stands at the gate of Shan Nikna. And he puts his hands inside, and then the Kohen spritzes on him from the Dam and from the Shemin, so he spritzes on the hands and the behindness of the thumbs of his hands and feet of the Mitzrayah. We have Yehudi Reime, Ein Mitzrayah Tefillah. If you adults know, on the eighth day, the Mitzrayah does not have to go to the mikvah. Even though he's putting his hands inside the Azara, he does not have to go to the mikvah. So this is going to be the kasha. If you have Yehuda, it's mashmi holds from the din of Al Mishnah that anybody, before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah first. And here, Yehuda is saying a mitzvah on the eighth day, even though he's putting his hands into the Azara, he does not have to go to the mikvah. But he explains himself why, and because of this, the Gemara soon will say there's no question altogether. But Yehuda explains himself, and he says, Shekfa tova miderev. You know why I say the mitzvah on the eighth day, he does not have to go to the mikvah, because he went to the mikvah yesterday. That's the loch of a mitzvah. He's tomei, and the 7 days he has to wait. On the seventh day, then he shaves off his hair, and then he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and he has hara shemesh, and the eighth day first he can bring his karbonis. So Yehuda says, since he went to the mikvah already yesterday on the seventh day, so today, the eighth day, when he wants to come into the Azara, puts his hands into the Azara, he doesn't have to make a tefillah. But I quote one of the kashrus of Yehuda says here that the mitzvah on the eighth day does not have to have a mitzvah. He does not have to have a tefillah. So Moran says, Pasha, what's the saying now? And the Gemara, who? Kid the Tony time? There's no question, it's the one of Yehuda. It says itself clearly, why not? Shekhatovo miberet. It says the reason why not. You know, Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, because he went to the mikvah already on the seventh day. So there's no reason to go again on the eighth day. Like Rashi explains very good. Rashi says, Mitzvah b'shmini shalom, on his eighth day. Avo pi shetovo b'shvi, even though he already went to the mikvah on the seventh day, kidechsil, but the Pasuk says, for hoye b'yoyim ha'shvi, on the seventh day, yegalach, he should shave off his hair, chayzev, and he goes to the mikvah, still, chayzev b'tevo b'shmini. That's the Tanakhama that says even though he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, on the eighth day he has to go again to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. The mitzvah on the eighth day comes and puts his hands and feet inside the azara to get sprinkled from the dam and from the shemen. Now, if Yehuda says no, the Gemara says, "Kvatoni time shkvatov v'yerif." Now, Rabbi Yehuda is Rashi very good at the time. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own svara. The Yomer, Rabbi Yehuda said before, "Ain't tefila shacharis haboyim liazoro." It's not a derisive kechiv. You have to go to the mikvah. It's only mid rabbonin. For what purpose? Elalischor tuma yishana, to remember if you have any old tumor on you. Now, v'zeh, this person, this mitzvah, ain't tzarich l'kach. He doesn't have to remind himself now if he has any old tumor on him or not. Sherei tov lemesh. Because we know he went to the mikveh yesterday. We know this Messiah wants to become Torah now. So he went to the mikveh yesterday. L'chol tuma sholov, and he got rid of all the tumor on him. And we know he's watching himself now till he knows tomorrow he has to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the kabonis. So for sure this Messiah wasn't matam himself overnight. So that's why according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does not have to go to the mikveh again on the eighth day. Because yesterday he went to the mikveh. He made himself Torah yesterday. So we know for sure he's a Torah person. It's only a regular person, it's not a Mitzvah. You want to come to the Azara. We want you to think over twice to make sure you're 100% Torah. That's why we say go to the Mikvah now. But if you're a Mitzvah and yesterday we know you went to the Mikvah, so the Hechor today is still Torah. That's why Rav Yehuda says, you don't have to go to the Mikvah today on the eighth day. Smell is no steward of Yehuda. A regular person has to go to the Mikvah. But a Mitzvah, since you went yesterday to the Mikvah, like we know 100% you're still Torah right now, you don't have to go to the Mikvah again. Akne kach, the Gemara asked the question of Azoi, Udu ka'ari lo, my ka'ari lo. So what was the Havim mean, and what did he ask the question for? Like, it's very obvious what Reb Yehuda meant to say. He says it himself, Reb Yehuda. He says the Mitzvah doesn't have to go to the Mikvah, Shekfa tovu miberif, he went to the Mikvah already yesterday. So what did he even ask the question for? And Rashi says, Mi shaysi be mishnah zu, ever zaysin is mishnah, lo asher mi menu bevesa medrush, lo manasase ka loy tam afurish bo. He explains himself, Reb Yehuda. Like, what did you go to even ask the question? Gemara says, Mishum the Kavoy the Mirma Achrit Yulei. Because really we want to ask really another steer on Abyuda. We have another steer to Abyuda. So if we're telling me now Abyuda says that a Mitzvah doesn't have to go to the Mikvah. Don't have a steer. I'll bring you right, Abyuda holds a Mitzvah does have to go to the Mikvah on the eighth day. Because then it's like this. Lishchas HaMitzvahroyim. There was a Lishcha special room called the Room of the Mitzvahroyim. Shesha Mitzvahroyim Tovim. That's what Tanakhama says. That room was the Mikvah, and it was meant for the Mitzvah. A Mitzvah on the eighth day, when he wants to come into the Azorah to bring his Kabbonis, he has to go to the Mikvah first. Rabbi Yehuda, says no. Loi Mitzvahroyim Bavad Amru. It wasn't only said for a Mitzvah that wants to come into the Azorah that he has to go to the Mikvah. Ela Kol Adam. Not only a Mitzvah has to go to the Mikvah, but everybody has to go to the Mikvah. Because if you look at Shittos, like it says, like Nurse Panel Mishnah, any person, before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the Mikvah. So if you just said this Lishcha, even though it was called Lishcha's Mitzvahroyim, you should know it wasn't only for the Mitzvah to go to the Mikvah on the eighth day, but it's for everybody to go to the Mikvah. So I call upon him, you see, the Yehuda holds that the Mitzvahroim did have to go to the Mikvah on the eighth day. He only argues and says it wasn't only the Mitzvah. Everybody has to go when they want to go to the Azorah. But he also holds the Mitzvah has to go to the Mikvah also. And before Yehuda's Mashma, Mitzvah on the eighth day does not have to go to the Mikvah first. So this is the Stira. The Rashi says, Lishchas Mitzvahroim. Loma Nikros Lishchas Mitzvahroim. Why was the name of this room called Lishchas Mitzvahroim? So the Tanakhama says, Shesha Mitzvahroim Tovlim. Bishvul Shemachnisim Bahanaisehim Liyazorah. Since on the eighth day they have to put their thumb into the Yazorah, therefore they have to go to the Mikvah first. And the Yehuda says back, it's not only for the Mitzvah, but Elo Kol Adam. Hanichnas Liyazorah. Now, me the Kama Bulvad, since the Yudis said not only the Mitzvahroyim, but everybody, Mechlal the Yisle Tfilo B'Mitzvahroyim. Mashm is also masking the Mitzvah has to go to the Mikvah on the eighth day also. He's only arguing and saying it's not only the Mitzvahroyim, it's other people also. And we'll soon see that Tanakama really argues. This Tanakama, we'll soon see, is a third Shita. This Shita holds only a Mitzvah has to go to the Mikvah before he comes into the Azara. But nobody else doesn't. This Rabbanon here, we'll soon see, argues in our Mishnah. They hold a regular person, if you know your Torah, you can go in without going to the Mikvah. Only a Mitzvah has to go to the Mikvah before he comes into the Azara. We'll soon see why. But if Yehuda says back to them, no, it's not only the Mitzvah, anybody has to go to the Mikvah before he comes into the Azara. But I call upon Mashma the Mitzvah also. So this is the theory of Yehuda. First he says the Mitzvah doesn't have to go to the Mikvah on the eighth day, and here he says the Mitzvah has to go to the Mikvah on the eighth day. So my answer is like this. I'll tell you like Kasha. Hode tovel, hode loy tovel. When did he say he doesn't have to go if he went to the Mikvah on the seventh day? Here it's Mashmi, he has to go to the Mikvah on the eighth day. We're talking about he did not go to the Mikvah on the seventh day. For at the Gemara, that can't be. Either loy tovel, if he didn't go to the Mikvah on the seventh day, so today the eighth day is the first day he's going to the Mikvah, or b'zoy heres shemesh boy. The loch is, you're not going to come into the Azor until you have heres shemesh. You have to wait to say to Chachovim. That's the loch. Anytime you tell me, you call the tful yom after you go to the Mikvah. You have to wait till it comes that night. First, after that night, that's when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. See, if he went to the Mikvah on the seventh day, it's very good. He went to the Mikvah the seventh day the way he's supposed to. That's what the Torah says. Wait till that night, and the next day, on the eighth day, now you come into the Beis HaMikdash to bring your Kabbonis. Because you're not a Tzvuyim anymore. But if you're going to tell me he didn't go to Mikvah on the seventh day, so how was he allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash on the eighth day? So Moshe says, that can't be. For sure, he went to the Mikvah on the seventh day. So the Moriah El Avad, we're talking about a concept of Yudah, Edi the Tovel. Both cases of Avada, the Mitzvah went to the Mikvah on the seventh day. So again, we have this theory then. One place he says, on the eighth day, he has to go to the Mikvah. One place he says, no. So Moriah says like this, I'll tell you, Hod Yasech Daitei, Hod Lo Yasech Daitei. One place the Mitzvah forgot, took away his mind from watching himself from Tumah. Like we're saying, he went to the mikvah on the seventh day. Now you want to go to the Beis Hamidrash tomorrow. Now you have to watch yourself to be alert that you're not going to go into a Leil HaMeis, you won't touch your meis. You have to make sure you're not going to become Tamei. So one place we're talking about the Mitzvah watched himself. He was not Mesir Das. Now the last bright that's Mashav Yudon, the Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah, that's where he was Mesir Das. He stopped thinking about the Tumah, he took his mind off it, and then we're afraid maybe he touched the meis. That's why he has to go to the mikvah again. If the Mitzvah took his mind off watching himself from Tumah, or besides them were afraid maybe he went to an Erla Meis, so it doesn't help just to go to the mikvah today. Hazos shlishi ushviboy. We have to be afraid maybe he went near a Meis. So he's Tumah Meis. He has to wait till 7 days, and the third and seventh day he has to be sprinkled from the Mechatis. So Bezoi, you can't tell me now, we're talking about such a Mitzvah that was Mesir Da, stop watching to keep himself clean. Because then Mechali can't go into the Beis Hamidrash for another 7 days. So we have to be talking about that he keeps on watching himself. See, if he's watching himself, then that's a stereo. One place the Yehudi says he has to be Tevil, and one place he says no. So Marin says, like Admor just says, if it was Mesir Da, he would have to have Azoi Shlishi Shvi. The Yomar Rebbe Doistoi, Barab Mosin. Yeah. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, that they all say like this, that Hesech Hadas, if somebody was Mesir Das, took his mind away from watching himself, is Sorech Hazor Shlish Yishvi. You have to go to have Azorius, you have to have sprinkled on you from the Mechatis the third and seventh day, because we're afraid maybe you went into an Erla Meis, like Rashi says. Asech Daitim, Mishmiris Gufa, it's Sorech Hazor, Shema Nichnas, the Erla Meis, maybe the person went into an Erla Meis. Fuloisa Maliba, he didn't think about it. So if you tell me that Mamash Mesir Das, we can't be talking about that. Tomorrow says, El Avada E divided Lo Yasech Daiti. Avada, both cases of Rabbi Yehuda, this Mitzvah was not Mesir Das. Avada, he went to the mikvah the way he's supposed to on the seventh day. And he kept on watching himself up until the eighth day. So then there's a stirum. Do you or don't you have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day? For like Kasha, Ho de Tovil Al Das Bias Mikdash. When he, on the seventh day, went to the mikvah, and he had in mind, he knows tomorrow he has to go into the Beis Hamidrash, then that tefillah helps for tomorrow. He doesn't have to make a second tefillah tomorrow on the eighth day. I'll tell you, the second case, tomorrow, we went to the mikvah on the seventh day, he did not have in mind that he's going to go to the Beis Hamidrash tomorrow. So since he didn't have it in mind, that's the svara, you have to make another tefillah. To understand, even though first we're going to contribute it now, it's only a din the rabbonin, but still, even with the rabbonin, it only helps the tefillah if you did it l'shem the kavoni going into the Beis Hamikdash. But if you weren't tevil yesterday for the kavoni to go into the Beis Hamikdash, then it doesn't help. Then you have to be tevil a second time. So that's the terrorist to the theory of Rabbi Yehuda. Another terrorist is like this. V'boyesema, Tony learned before Rabbi Yehuda, loy mitzaroyin omru, elokolodim. He argues, no, that lishcha was not used for the mitzaroyim at all. It was not used for mitzaroyim. It was only used for other people. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's not called the mitzaroyim on the eighth day, does not have to go to the mikvah, like he said before. Since he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, that's enough. This room, it's only meant for other people. Other people, before they come into the Beis Hamikdash, the Azara, they have to go to the mikvah. That's true. Ravina says like this. Rav Yehuda le Devrayim Rabbona Kamalu. Rav Yehuda now is talking back to the Rabbonin. And he says like this to Rav Yehuda. Lididi, according to my Svar, Rav Yehuda Svar, Mitzvah ain't Sarach Tvila. I hold Taka like I hold before, Mitzvah does not have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. Since he went to the mikvah already on the seventh day, and he knows that tomorrow he wants to go into the Beis Hamikdash, so the Tvila now, he's Zichator, and for sure he's going to continue watching himself until he comes into the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, Mitzvah on the eighth day, we know 100% he's still Tor. He does not have to go to the mikvah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Of Rabbi Yehuda is talking back to Rabbanin. The Rabbanin, he said like this to them: Lididchu, according to you, Rabbanin, Oydele Izemiyos, please agree to me. The loy Mitzvahoyim bovad amru. It's not only that this lishchas Mitzvahoyim. It's not only a Mitzvah on the eighth day he has to go to the mikvah. Ela kol adam, but be minded to me that everybody else, any person, like our Mishnah says, before you go into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah. So why do you say it's a special mikvah only for Mitzrayim? True, you hold on the eighth day, a Mitzrayim has to go to the mikvah. So I'll grant that to you. Maybe you're right. Maybe he does have to. But still, it's not only a Mitzrayim that has to go in. Any person, like our Mishnah says, any person, before you go into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah first. For Rabbanan, Rabbanan Shita is no. These Rabbanan argue on our Mishnah. For Rabbanan, they hold, Mitzrayim Daishir Betumah. Or Mitzrayah, since up until now he was Tomei. So he's used to touching Dvarim Tmeim, like he was used to being Tomei. So him we have to be afraid, even though he went to the mikveh yesterday, maybe since he's so used to touching Dvarim Tmeim, he touched it again, and therefore maybe he's Tomei, we make him go to the mikveh now, like to make sure you're still Torah. Marshankin, call Adam, every person, Loidaishi B'Tumah, a normal person doesn't play around with Tumah. So as long as you tell us you're Torah, we believe you, you're allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash without going to the mikveh. Hey, these Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah. They hold there's no gzera, there's no din, that a person has to go to the mikveh. As long as you're Torah, you can walk in. It's only a din on a Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, like Rashi says, Daish B'tumah. Oysa Tumah V'Hurgal. He was Tomei for a long time, and his rug is used to touching the Dvarim Tmeim. Ad Achshav. Lika B'tumah. Lefikichu B'chshash Tumas. Shemo Achat Filonoga. Therefore, Mitzrayim were afraid, even though you went to the mikveh yesterday, maybe after the mikveh again you touched the sheretz. Because you're used to touching shrotzim. Mashenk, and the regular person, does not have to go to the mikvah. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Now, Omalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef. Neima Rabbanan the Pligulei the Rabbi Yehuda, ki Ben Zoyma Svirulhu. Maybe the Rabbanan that argue in Rabbi Yehuda hold like Ben Zoyma. Since the Havamin now is not this last Rabbanan, but rather it's the first Rabbanan. The first Rabbanan said that, Rabbi Yehuda first said that a Mitzvah on the eighth day doesn't have to go to the mikvah. The Rabbanan before said, no, you do have to go to the mikveh. So Habimina is, why did the Rabbanan hold the Mitzrayim on the eighth day, you have to go to the mikveh? Like Lechur Rav Yehuda's svar was, since he went to the mikveh yesterday on the seventh day, we know he's still Torah, so there's no reason to go again. So why does the Rabbanan say, no, a Mitzrayim on the eighth day has to go again? So Habimina is, he holds like Ben Zoyma, that holds that's a din diraisa, that midiraisa, you will learn how to kavu chema from a Kohen Gadol, whoever you are, even though you Torah, even though you went to the mikveh yesterday. But every day, before you come in to do the Avodah, or come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikveh. So that's the Rabbanan Svara. Even though the Mitzvah went to the mikveh yesterday, but today, the eighth day, we know he's Torah. But still, it's like a Xeras HaKosiv. Before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikveh that day. So Maria says no. Name Rabbanan Pala Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zoyma Svirulei. Vodik Tani Mitzvah of Yerkech Rabbi Yehuda. Why do they say only a Mitzvah has to go in? Lachur according to this Svara, according to Ben Zoyma Svara, it's a Kavachoyma, anybody has to go to the mikvah. I'll tell you the reason why they said Mitzvah was to teach a Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That if Yehuda holds by a Mitzvah, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Oidumah maybe no. Shani Mitzvah the Daishu Betumah. The other svar was no. Those Rabbanan hold like his last Rabbanan here right now. That a regular person does not have to go to the mikveh before he comes into the Azara. It's only a Mitzvah. Since the Mitzvah was Rogel, was used to touching Dvarim Tmeim, even though now he became Torah on the seventh day, we have to be afraid maybe after the mikveh, he again touched something Tmeim. Amalei, so he answered back, Shani Mitzvah the Daishim Betumah. Avada, those Rabbanan are the same Rabbanan that says at the end, that only a Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah before it comes into the Azara. Because as a new Svara, he was ruggled in touching Dvarim Tmeim. Therefore, he's still touching it. Mashenken, a regular person, if he tells us he's Torah, we believe him, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah.